recording an episode?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, what's up?
Welcome to episode 29 of This Bitch of an Earth.
Whoops. This is fine.
We have a week off. How has your life been, Julia?
My life has been a fucking shambles. And I really thought it wasn't in shambles. And then I took a step back and went, oh no. I was like, wait a second. This ain't good. You know, when you take a look at yourself and you're like, oh, that's right. You're not supposed to act like that.
Yeah.
So that's been me for a hot sec.
Are you sipping anything?
Yes, I was about to crack open a Down East cider.
Ooh.
I also have a water next to me, because I've decided that whenever I have a good day, I can have a drink.
Yes. So
if I want a drink so bad, I have to earn it.
Yeah.
And, like, even though, like, a kind of shitty thing happened to me this morning, I still made myself have a good day.
That's called growth.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'll cry. Bro, I showed emotion for the first time in so long the other day. Like, I cried the other day, and I was like, this is wild. I was like, right, you do this.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, so nice.
I am sipping. What did I put in here? I think it's some starfruit limeade seltzer. Raspberry Torani.
The polar ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are so good.
And a little bit of Tito's.
Ooh!
I also have a Thai tea on the side. I figured out how to make Thai tea at home, so I am never going to a boba shop again.
I was driving home earlier, and I saw a boba shop, like, 2 minutes away from my house. And I've never seen it before. I've driven down the same street for like 2.5 years, and I've never seen that boba shop. And apparently, it's always been there. No, because it's called Golden Tea. It has like an old looking sign, and I asked my sister about it, and she was like, "Yeah, me and my like friends used to go there," and she hasn't had friends since 8th grade. which I would feel bad saying that. Except she hasn't had friends since 3. Oh, hey! There she is! I was just talking about you!
Can we just talk about the fact that Parasite won Best Picture?
Stop, I'll cry again. I'm so happy. As someone who did not see Parasite, I read the synopsis of Parasite and was like, this is... Okay, can we talk about how that won? In the gift bags for the nominees, there was a $78,000 cruise among 84 other objects, including a gold-plated vape that they put in everyone's bag just to make sure Leonardo DiCaprio got one. Because someone did not get the message.
Yeah. Did they watch the movie?
Literally.
And did they literally just go like, oh, I've heard Parasite's really good. It's got the nomination.
Every single celebrity was like, wow, what an amazing movie. I have never had a better idea than this movie. This movie is absolutely amazing. And then they go home to their gold-plated yacht.
That movie's not for you.
That movie's barely for me. That, like, by the skin of my teeth. It's for me.
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Mini hooray. Parasite won. I'm so happy.
I'm so excited. Ta-da.
Ooh. Nice little ta-da. So do you want to take out some garbage?
Let's take out some garbage. Who's going first?
You are.
Oh my god, me? Oh, well, if you insist. So this morning, I've been trying to get better at eating breakfast. Because that's not something I've ever done. Like, ever. Like, even when I was, like, 9 or 10, like, I would not. I would rather get the extra 10 minutes of sleep than eat breakfast. And so as a result of that, I've, like, when I get to work, instead of Uber Eating for lunch, I, like, wait to eat lunch till I get home. And I'll order myself some avocado toast and a smoothie and, like, try and force myself to eat something. Today I got my same order that I've been getting, like, twice a week for a couple months now. And they sent me the complete wrong thing. And then when I sent in a complaint, they were like, that's what you asked for. And I was like, then how come I took pictures? And how come I order this, like, four times a week? And I was like, someone new must be working there because you're not understanding how this is going. Because you did put the mushroom glaze on this. And then, of course, me, lying, was like, I'm allergic to mushrooms. Like, what? Like, I am allergic to mushrooms, and you gave me the mushroom glaze? And they were like, oh, my God, we are so sorry. And I was like, you should be. Every same smoothie. And, of course, I looked at the smoothie, and I was like, why is this pink when it's called the orange butterfly smoothie and is usually highlighter orange? I was not thrilled. And so I complained to Uber Eats and they were like, we're going to be no help, actually. And I was just very disappointed in the whole system. And I was very just over it. But like, a good thing that came from that is that usually would have like ruined my day and put me in the worst mood. But instead, I was just like, that's okay. And I gave it to someone else. I gave, like, one of my coworkers took the smoothie. The other one was like, thank much. I was so hungry. And like, I gave that to her and I was like, you know what? This is fine. I'll get my money back eventually. Like, no problem. And then like a half hour later, I realized what a move that was. And I was like, yeah, we're over it. We're good. And I don't know. It was just a really bad moment that just ended up being really good. I was very excited.
What is really exciting?
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. It was a nice moment for me to have. Fuck you, Uber Eats. Because you made me really stressed for a good 10 minutes. But thank you, Uber Eats, for for proving my improvement. There we go.
Yeah.
Making me face my improvement in the face. In the eye. There we go. I'm sorry, I just saw these pictures of Eugene in the pet show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so good.
I'm attracted too. I love him.
What about you, Deanna? What's your first garbage bin?
I feel like lonely.
Oh.
I feel like I'm doing enough to, you know, keep myself, like, socially active and, like, not isolated and everything, but, like, I'm just going out with, like, friends and, like, seeing, like, specifically you guys, like, every week. And, like, I miss Pat, and I see Dave all the time, but, like, I miss him, too, and it's just, like, I really do enjoy living by myself and, like, having that independence. But, and, like, I also really enjoy not living at home. Let's be clear. Not stressed when I come home, like, after a long day. But, like, I come home and it's just, like, me, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of have to, like...
Lonely.
Yeah. It's not, like, it's not because I, like, am totally isolated. It's just because, like, all right, this is it, I guess.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
But we're working through it. It's not really going to bother me that much, because I know, like, things are happening. Like, we're all playing D&D together over text and
yeah. And
stuff. And I do, like, you know, talk to you guys on Twitter. So, I'm not, like, physically seeing you guys, but...
But we'll always be here.
Yeah. So it's
sorry, that was loud.
No, it's fine. It takes like a couple extra steps for me to realize that, and that's like, we'll process it eventually. But
We'll get there.
Oh, I'm fucking lonely. But thank you for making me realize that I do, like, still have friends, and, like, internet friends are, they're actual friendships.
Yeah.
So, that was a small one that I want to dunk.
People who don't believe in internet friendships actually make me angry.
Yes.
Like,
it's not like I didn't believe in them, but I was like, oh, it's not the same. And now that I, like, have to rely on them, it's like, oh, yeah, I really do cherish this a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't believe in them at first. It was like, I do believe in them, but I did, you know, I had weird
thoughts. Yeah.
I grew. I changed. What's your second garbage bin?
Okay, my second garbage bin, this happened, like, months ago, but I just kind of pushed it aside because I didn't believe it. But my favorite podcast, I don't know what happened to it. It's called The Roaring Trainers. The first, like, 15 episodes are so fucking good. They're so good. It's about the Pokemon world in the Roaring 20s, and instead of a Pokedex, they have a book that they have to fill in, and they're doing all this stuff, and all they're, like, trying to defeat Team Rocket, and it's niche, but it's so good. It's like a D&D podcast. I don't know if I said that. And they stopped making it because, like, two of the people just got, like, really overworked and overwhelmed, and instead of taking, like, a break or anything, they were just like, this is postponed indefinitely. And they made another one that's, like, called Tallgrass, and that one's fine. But in that one, they're playing as Pokemon. And I just fell so in love with these characters. Like, so in love with these characters. And now they're just gone. And there was never any resolution to anything. They just stopped in the middle of, like, a plot thing. And it's really heartbreaking. Like it's hard. It's really hard for me to, like, branch out and find other other shows that I like. Like, I've tried to get into Critical Role so many times.
I don't
find them as interesting as I wish I did.
Mm.
Like, maybe one day it'll strike me right and I will. And, like, I've gotten really into Bombarded again. And I was like, that's right, this is a good show. But just, that show, like, Roaring Trainers just hit the fucking spot. Mm. It was so good. And, yeah, I just miss it. And I'm sure that they're happier now, so, like, thanks for that. And that they're probably just, they're growing as people. They're getting better, but fuck the universe for making it just, making me fall so hard so fast for such a good podcast, and then taking it away.
Mm.
Dead rude.
It's very rude.
Yeah.
Like, big rude.
At least Nick, Kyle, and Allie are there for me over at Bombarded.
Yes.
Furrier, Goodrich. I love them.
My second garbage bin. Second, also last, because I only had two. I'm so busy.
Oh.
It's not like I have a lot of work to do. It's just that I have to spend time doing it. And, like, oh boy. Did I really think I'd be able to handle grad school and two jobs? And a social life?
Aww.
Yeah. I'm doing it, but it's a lot of work and I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm
sorry.
I mean, I chose this. You don't have to be sorry.
Yeah, but it just kind of sucks.
Yeah. And, like, my schedule really doesn't line up with anything. Like, I have a free, like, few hours, like, in the middle of the day most of the time. And, like, nights and weekends are, like, right out pretty much because I, like, need the time to rest or, like, see my family. And it's, like, I feel like my time is accounted for down to the minute. And, like, if I, like, veer off track at all, it's like, I could have spent this time doing something more productive or, like, doing my homework, so I'm not, like, cramming it before class, you know?
I feel that.
So, but I am managing.
Yay!
That's what matters. So fuck all of this stuff that I put on my own plate, but hooray, I sorted through it somehow. Spoilers for later. That was satisfying. I really didn't have anything to, like, absolutely dunk on.
No, I feel like mine were just, like,
really tame.
Kind of sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good. We got this. We
yeah. Got this. Of course we do. Do you want to take a quick break before we get into friggin' hoorays?
Fuck yeah, I do. Let's go over to the recycling center. Pop some bottles.
Do you have anything to plug?
I am J4 Fusion on everything. Hit me up. I have been a little more generous with my with my commission buying lately. So if you are in a bind and you need some money, please let me know. Cause like I will commission you to do anything. And we have a D&D session coming up. So I will need a new icon. So yeah, that's at J4 Fusion. I think my name is Kids Bop Union Rep right now.
It's been that for a while, and it really cracks me up every time.
Thank you. It's my I think it's my favorite one I've ever had.
It's my favorite one you've ever had. Aside from, you look like a rotisserie shithead.
Also really good. You look like a fucking nerd, and the carpet made the first move.
Yes.
You know what I think my favorite name I've ever come up with is, though?
What?
Patrick Snowden.
I think that's still Pat's thing.
I think it is, because I stole his phone and I made it that.
And he's, you know, he's not going to change it back.
Oh, no. No, no, no. He better not.
Yeah, you can follow me at Nerd on Twitter. Listen to my other podcast. Is this a JoJo's reference? It's a lot of fun.
It's very good. No purpose. I'm making a D&D character while I'm doing this, by the way.
You're valid. You're so valid.
Just to make sure.
I like am figuring out story beats as people put in their characters, so we're both like rolling right on top of the ball here.
Would you like to know a sneak peek of my character?
Yes, exclusively on this podcast.
Two words. The Miz.
Ooh.
I'm so fucking excited.
Oh my god.
Tools? We don't need those. Musical instruments? I'm sad, but we don't need those.
Ooh.
Vehicles? I'm big.
Love it. I cannot wait.
Super excited. Okay, question. Is it okay if I homebrew a background that gives me proficiencies in athletics, intimidation, acrobatics, and performance?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as it's cool, I kind of don't care.
Word! Okay.
All right.
Yeah, think we can hop back in. I'm ready to keep on going.
I'm ready to keep on going. So we can finish and you can get back to your D&D character.
Oh, I've been doing this the whole time.
Oh my god. So my first song. Friggin' hooray. Good music. I've been meaning to say this for the longest time, but first of all, the playlist that the one and only Julia Ford made me. Slaps. I can say nothing else about it other than it truly is the vibe zone that I am having. It's incredible.
I've been working on that playlist for so long. Every time I heard a song that I was like, this is a Deanna song, I would just pop it on. That's like I've been working on my, like, three people, I think. My friend Melissa liked it. My brother David liked it. And then someone else was like, make me a playlist. And I'm sure they're like, oh, she's not, like, she never did that. But, like, it takes time. So, like, I'm still, I like, just put them on Friday.
Can you, like, have mine be a living work? I want to have it.
Oh, it still is. I don't think I've added anything to it since Porter Robinson's new song. But
I have to go back and listen, apparently. Oh my god. Okay.
I saw that dropped in before I listened to it, I added it.
Speaking of, the second part of my good music hooray. Get Your Wish. Can we just...
It's so fucking good.
First of all, my man's hid ASCII art in his website. I live for that. I love ASCII art. I love Easter eggs. It's so good. You go to this, go to PorterRobinson.com. You can draw on it. On the reversed album cover. It's so cool. So cool. I want the vinyl, but I want to wait for the full album to come out. Because I know the rest of it's going to slap.
Is it PorterRobinson.com?
Yeah. At least I think so.
Oh my god, you can!
Yeah, and then right click and then view source.
Right click, view source. Holy shit! Bro, what?
Right? It's good.
This man's mind. What the fuck? Wait, that's so sick.
Like, oh my god.
Imagine.
Cool. Anyway. Get Your Wish is great. Kim and Madian putting out new albums. Within a year, I'm gonna die.
Whoa, wait, what?
It's coming this year. 2020. New Porter Robinson album.
Holy shit. Wait, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna die. Between this and Animal Crossing. In less than 4 days.
I'll lose my goddamn mind. I will lose my whole entire mind.
That's a story for another few minutes. Julia.
Yes.
What's your friggin' hooray?
I started... Oh, no. You already said your first one. Ha ha ha. Someone come into the basement? Hello?
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 Okay. So, one of my friends who's very close to me, this is kind of what, like, snapped me back into reality after, like, a couple months of not being on this planet. One of my friends who's very close to me, trusted me with, like, a really big secret. It was, like, I only feel comfortable talking about this with you right now. And I was, like, what the fuck? I was, like, you see me as a person? I don't see me as a person. She was like, I see you as a person that I really trust, and I really need, like, you to talk to me about this. And I super cried, because I realized that I met someone, and that super got me. And ever since then, I've been, like having emotions. And, like that one sentence that just said, I trust you more than others right now. Like, or what did it say? I don't remember what it said, but it was something like, I trust you. Like, even just the words, I trust you, just really, like, it fucking got me. I think, I don't know if I've been on a high since, but that was, like almost a week ago. And it just made me feel so much better about everything. Like, I didn't even realize anything was wrong And then I saw that message and I was like, all of a sudden everything's better. And once again, did not know anything was wrong. But that was just...
I'm so glad you're back.
I really needed that to hop back up. Get on that sweet little saddle.
Yeah. I get you.
It was just so nice. And then, like, I FaceTime people. Like, I FaceTimed my friend Mackenzie the other day, and I do not do that. Like, I don't call or talk to people. I just wait until I see them and then catch up. Like, I FaceTimed Deanna in the car earlier, and I was like, who am I?
I was in the bathroom. Very funny on both ends.
You put me on mute, and I was like, I can't hear what you're saying.
You can't hear me.
I see your face, I don't know what's happening.
That's why I was dying when I picked up the call.
In that moment, I was like, I must speak to Deanna right now.
It's so funny because I was like just thinking about you too.
Our mind. Just the one.
Just the one brain cell.
Oh,
maybe that's why I'm too powerful. I share brain cells with too many people. Me and my sisters got one bouncing around between the three of us. I got one bouncing between me and Dave. I got one bouncing between me and you. I might have one bouncing around up there that's just my own, but like it's kind of lost. I don't know.
I can't even imagine having more than two. That's so much power. I can't handle it. Like, me and my siblings don't even have one. Sarah took it when she moved.
Apparently, I get the sibling brain cell most often than everyone else. Especially, like, at breakfast with my dad, I'll, like, pull these big brain jokes. Like, here's one of them that I unleashed on Sunday. What do you get when you rearrange the letters of mailmen?
Mailmen. Mail minute?
You get them very upset.
That's very good.
I told this to my sisters like 2 weeks before I told it to my dad at breakfast. He got it right away. My sisters were like, what? So I think I am taking over the cell.
Wait, I just... I'm sorry. That's just a very cool one.
You put them very fantastic.
Oh my god.
It might be my favorite joke.
That's so good.
So yeah, I got big brain energy, is what I'm trying to say.
And is that your freaking try, or was there something else? Because I don't remember.
No, my next freaking try is practicing self-care so I can be mentally ready to just take a week-long retreat for Animal Crossing.
Yes!
Oh my god. This is how next level it is. I strategically paid down my credit card so that I could pre-order that Switch.
No way.
The first thing my sister Rebecca texted me after I told them I had gotten it, not even gotten it, that it was confirmed it was happening, was, so when you get it, can I have your old one?
When you get it. If one of them wants to buy mine, I'm trying to sell it so I can get that new one.
I don't think Alexandra's interested.
Damn.
She just doesn't do video games. But, like, talking about big brain energy,
honestly,
this has been, like, 4 years in the making for me.
I remember when you were like, I will not buy a Switch until Animal Crossing is announced, and you at 11:55 they announced Animal Crossing Switch, and by 12:10 you had a Switch. It was just so good.
I think this is the longest joke I have ever played in my life.
It was just so good. It was literal, so good.
Literal years in the making. And, like, PAX is coming in, like,
oh my
two God. And a half weeks. Animal Crossing is probably going to be there.
Yo!
I'm going to try to play it. However, if I don't, Animal Crossing is a mere 3 weeks away.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
I know.
I'm so excited!
Yes. So, instead, I kind of want to play Cyberpunk demo.
Ooh.
I think that's the demo that I'm going to, like, focus on getting into. Because Animal Crossing, like, it's so close. I'll be okay. I'll be alright.
You'll make it through. Who knows if Cyberpunk will come out?
Honestly, it's probably not this year. Just my onion. Not this year. It's been what? Came out in 20... No, the first trailer came out in 2013 in the summer. So, 7 years this year. Yes, next year for sure. Because it was just a concept when it came out, and I remember so vividly. This was like, must have been before Dave and I were dating.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can't wait for this game to come out. And he's like, you know, it's probably never coming out, right? It's just a concept.
Was he wrong?
It's just a concept. And I was like, yeah, but they're working on it.
And Dave was like, sure thing. Sure. They really are.
My mind. I think that's the friggin' hooray.
Your mind.
My mind. We're mega minding over here. Not to like.
Yana, heads or tails?
Tails.
Thank you.
Did it work?
Not to toot your own horn. Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn, but I am a little bit of a Nostradamus when it counts.
I do not know what that means.
He, like, was famous for quote-unquote predicting the end of the world and, like, a lot of things that quote-unquote came true. But I'm like, all my predictions come true.
Damn.
Okay. I think that's enough from me. And my ego. It's starting to push you out of the podcast a little bit.
Not to you, second, you. Like this, just I can catch you. Okay. So, I'm very excited because, okay, well, no. This, I shouldn't have started out with that. So, one of my favorite artists had a little medical issue and she had to get an MRI. And she's all good now. We're all good. But she, like, had to get some surgery and she couldn't pay for it because, like, she's an out-of-pocket artist. She was doing a ton of commissions. And I was like, fuck, I've always wanted a commission from you. And I put up a bunch of money and I was like, please just take this. Like, don't worry about it. She was like, thank you so much. Like, because I think I paid $60 for, like, a Pokemon commission. And I was like, please just take my money. Please. Like, do not fret. I can get it in a year. I can get it in 10 years. Like, I waited for Animal Crossing. Don't even worry. And it just made me feel really good to, like, have made her day a little better.
Mm.
I was like, I really admire her. And I have been obsessed with her art since I met her, like, 2 years ago at Anime Boston, which I'm also very excited to go to. And I just, like, you know, you have those moments and you're like, I know that this is, like, I knew that it was, like, me being, like, wow, pat on the back, such a great person, you put up a little bit of money. But I had, like, more where I was like, I'm happy I could help this person who probably doesn't realize, like, how many times they've been my phone screen. Like, their art has been my phone screen. Because I literally love her so much. I love all of her art. She's, you know what she does? She makes, what are the names? The Meowchies. And the Space Walruses. Sloppy Studios, that's her name.
Okay.
And, like, all these and she never has commissions open except for like plushes and like really big things. And I was just like, I got my Pokemon Mystery Dungeon team. I was like, please, if you have time, please put a little bow on them. And she was like, yes, I will. And I don't know. It's just a good feeling, and I'm excited, and I'm getting some art. And I'm just very excited about that. And, like, a little ta-da, I had another, like, alone weekend in New Hampshire, and I loved it. Mm. Actually, cut that out. That's going to be my freaking hurry next week.
Do it again. Oh, okay. I mean...
Deanna, cut this.
Okay. Done.
Yeah, save that up. Yeah, that's basically it. I just like getting commissions done.
Isn't it fun?
It's so fun. And I just, it's like when you have mail coming. Like, I just, I'm so excited. What if I wake up tomorrow and it's there? Like, I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I ended up ordering a pocket Voltex from somebody, and they're, like, custom making it with glow-in-the-dark 3D printing filament. And I'm just waiting for them to, like, get it like set so they can ship it over. Oh my god.
Cute.
I can't wait. So yes, I get it.
I almost keep buying like have you seen the pocket snoms?
Yes.
I keep getting really close to buying them.
They're adorable.
They're so fucking cute. I love them.
Art's good.
Art is just so good.
Why did capitalism decide that art isn't valuable?
Remember when people were like, you know what? When you sell art, you're selling out. What was that?
They're just jealous. They're just jealous of people finding value in art. Unbelievable.
Like, that makes me so mad. You're not selling out. You're having a good time.
And you're making a living. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do. Unbelievable.
Unbeweavable.
Unbelievable. You're white.
What?
I did a little ooh woo.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Ooh woo, you say?
Now I'm nervous. Do I talk like that?
Oh, no. Well, no, because I knew something was wrong. Oh, I knew it wasn't right, but I went, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God. It is 11 in the p.m.
Holy shit.
We've been having a good time.
Yeah.
Should do this more often.
True. Then we might actually have a fucking podcast.
This episode's already going to be a day late. There's no way I'm staying up to finish.
You're so valid.
We love it. We love it.
We're having a great time.
But actually, though, we are.
Honestly. TBH, honestly? Yeah.
TBH, in my humble onion?
In my humble onion.
I love bringing up my humble onion.
My humble onion. I don't know why that just got me so bad. TBH, in my humble onion?
All right, do you want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, put a big old bow on.
Yeah. So yeah. We did some garbage. We said freaking hooray for some things. It's been a while.
It's been a hot second.
I think it's literally been a whole month at least.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all.
No, it's only been 2 weeks. It has only been 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, worries. We got this then.
Nice. We do have a podcast still.
Yay!
Cool. All right.
Well,
let's get this bed.
Let's get this bed. I do have to do a bed. It's very late. Yeah. Oh, bread.
No, I said bed because I'm sleepy.
Oh, me too.
You still remember our outro? I know it's been a while.
Oh, fuck. Yes, I know it. I feel it.
In your bones?
I feel it in my bones enough to make my systems roll. Oh my god.
Where were you when you first heard the radioactive breathe in?
I think I was at their concert.
So you had a spiritual experience is what you're telling me.
Yeah, pretty much. No, no, I was actually probably at kickboxing. But, I also went to their concert, and it was phenomenal.
I believe they put on a good show.
I will defend those little Catholic boys till the day I fucking die.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, and you ready for this? I'm sure I've got it now. I really didn't have it a minute.
I had to take a minute. I'm so ready.
Okay. I did just write it down in Google Keep to make sure I remembered.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Deanna, it's been a hot sec, but we're back, bitches.
Yeah.
So till next time, don't forget to suck less.
Fuck more.
Howl at the moon.
Dress in black.
And worship wholeheartedly. Let's try that last line again. You ready? 3, 2, 1, and worship
wholeheartedly.
Heartedly. We'll get better.
I might just be the first one.
Everyone dips.
Everyone's gone immediately.
As I said to the child who screamed at the top of his lungs and kicked me in the face this morning at drop-off, everybody regresses. Okay. I'm recording. I was talking about my sister who hasn't had friends since eighth grade. You had that Why are you down here? This is a school project. This is just a spreadsheet.
Who are you talking to?
Deanna, we're recording our podcast.
Hi, Carolyn.
Me? Yeah. No, this is great content.
This is good editing.
With Sarah.
For sure.
Maybe you should catch up with the times. What are you gonna go do? Listen to My Chemical Romance?
Yes, probably.